We know, don't we, that Jacinda Ardern likes to do a bit of DJing in her spare time, but yesterday she was the one doing the dancing for a change, and it wasn't on the dance floor, it was on the head of a pin. It was all to do with the announcement that the Labour Party caucus had voted unanimously to suspend MP Gaurav Sharma after he went rogue, slagging off his Labour colleagues in Facebook posts about the length of your average PhD thesis and in an article on nzherald.co.nz. So the Prime Minister came out at about 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon and announced that because of what Sharma had done, his caucus colleagues felt they couldn't trust him anymore, and so they wanted him out, suspending him for the rest of the year. Now, he's still a Labour MP, he's just not welcome at caucus. That may change if he pulls his head in, and the Prime Minister said yesterday that there would be a review of things on that front in December. She also said that if he keeps being a pain in the backside for the party, they're my words, not hers, if he keeps up with the antics, then the party may look at further action. So that part of it is all understandable. But where it got weird was the lengths Jacinda Ardern went to try and explain away the so-called secret caucus meeting that happened ahead of yesterday's official caucus meeting. And Sharma himself found out about it when someone in the caucus apparently pressed a few wrong buttons on the laptop and mistakenly sent him a screenshot of caucus members having a chinwag online on Monday night. Bit strange, hey? And the way Jacinda Ardern explained it yesterday was that it wasn't an official caucus meeting, because not every caucus member was invited. All but one were invited. Sharma was the one left off the invite list. The PM said yesterday that was because Labour MPs felt they couldn't trust Sharma and therefore couldn't speak freely and frankly if he was involved. But for Jacinda Ardern to say that it wasn't a caucus meeting because one of its MPs wasn't invited is a bit like having a family gathering and not inviting one of the cousins, for example, because everyone's a bit sick of their hearing about their conspiracy theories, and then saying it's not actually a family gathering because one of the cousins wasn't invited. That's weasel words, and I think that's been generous. And for me, it demonstrates why I think the National Party, so far anyway, has done a much better job handling the Sam Ufendahl issue than Labour has done with the Gaurav Sharma issue. See, the first reason I would give for Labour not doing as well as National is the fact that Jacinda Ardern knew about the Sharma thing way before he went rogue on social media and long before he wrote the opinion piece for the New Zealand Herald last week. So that's a failure on her part. In contrast to National leader Christoph Luxon, who, if we're to believe what we've been told so far, he didn't know about the Ufendahl thing until it was blowing up in the media. So Ardern had time to be better prepared. Luxon didn't, but he still did a better job, in my view anyway. Another reason why I think National's response last week was better than Labour's response this week is the way Luxon handed the whole thing over to a QC for an independent inquiry. You know, what Labour has done is keep it all in-house, within the caucus, and has effectively told everyone what to say and do, and I think because of that, Ufendahl is going to be treated a lot fairer than Sharma. The Labour Party has been judge and jury. The National Party has pretty much stayed right out of it, and is letting the independent inquiry currently being done by Maria Dew QC guide its thinking, which of course is a much fairer way of handling it than doing what Labour has done and let its MPs handle it from the get-go. Because despite what the Prime Minister says, those Labour MPs won't be giving two hoots about natural justice. They're just brassed off with Sharma and they want to make him pay for what he's done. And they're making him pay by suspending him from caucus with the threat of further action if he doesn't pull his head in. And that's why, as far as I'm concerned, if we were dishing out a prize for the party that's handled issues with its MPs the best over the past couple of weeks, I'd give it to the National Party, hands down, over the Labour Party.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.